from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Diplomatic ties severed between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Saudi Arabia has severed diplomatic ties with Iran less than a day after demonstrators in the Iranian capital stormed the Saudi embassy to protest Riyadh's execution of 47 people, including prominent Shiite cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, who was a frequent critic of the Saudi royal family. Middle East scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA all of this might be an overreaction.
Quite clearly, there have been problems between Saudi Arabia and Iran for quite some time. The point is that on neither side, neither of the two sides, there has been a measure of moderation or, for that matter, mechanism whereby they would be able to cool their tensions. Now, the consequence of this has been that both sides have been ramping up responses and reactions to each other. And now finally it's got to a stage where it could very well be a point of no return and will lead to greater degree of instability, in fact, a very fundamental instability in the region itself.
Demonstrations against the execution of al-Nimr have taken place not only in the region but around the world. Mauritanian authorities are searching for an Islamist militant who escaped from prison where he was awaiting execution for his part in a plot to assassinate President Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz. The unidentified prisoner was arrested in 2011 in a plot claimed by al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. A 6.7 magnitude earthquake shook remote northeastern India before dawn today near the borders with Bangladesh and Myanmar. AFP is reporting at least six people were killed and dozens were injured by falling debris and the rush to get out of the buildings. The quake was centered 30 kilometers northwest of the city of Imphal, the capital of Manipur State. This is VOA News. Officials say gunmen holed up in a building near the Indian consulate in the northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif are continuing to exchange gunfire with Afghan security forces. No group immediately claimed responsibility for an attack on the consulate, which came just a day after a deadly assault by suspected Islamist terrorists on a Indian air base near the Pakistan border that has killed at least seven troops and four gunmen. These assaults came a week after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited both Kabul and Islamabad, the first visit to Pakistan by an Indian leader in more than a decade. Travelers passing from Denmark into Sweden will have to show photo identification starting today. The move by Sweden is an attempt to stop the flow of undocumented migrants into the country known for its generous welfare system. The thousands of daily commuters between the countries will also be affected by the new measure. Sweden is the latest European country to impose the border checks. In the U.S., a group has seized control of a federal government facility in a remote area of the state of Oregon. They broke into the headquarters of a wildlife refuge Saturday after staging a march in a nearby town to protest the imminent imprisonment of two local ranchers who were convicted of setting fires on federally owned land several years ago. A federal judge recently ruled their jail terms were too short and ordered them back into prison to serve at least four extra years beginning today. VOA spoke with Ian Culgren. He's a reporter for the Oregonian newspaper who is on the scene where has some insight into the group, described in some accounts as a militia.
They essentially went into these buildings and they say they won't leave until the Hammonds, who are supposed to be going to federal prison, are released and the federal government relinquishes its control of the wildlife refuge. So there's been a lot of discussion about what exactly to call those people. Without knowing the details, it's a little bit hard to say, I think.
73-year-old Dwight Hammond and his 46-year-old Steve Hammond are the focus of the group's protest. President Obama's meeting today with his top law enforcement officials ahead of his expected announcement of executive orders tightening federal gun control regulations. By working through executive orders, the president does not need the backing of Congress, which is led by members of the Republican Party who overwhelmingly oppose restrictions on gun ownership. The president's focus on gun violence comes after a series of deadly mass shootings across the U.S. in recent years. And Chinese stocks plummeted nearly 7% today, the first day of trading for the new year, prompting a halt to trading for the day. For more on these stories, VOAnews.com. This is Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.